Welcome to the new and improved Configure It Done podcast. The Configure It Done podcast is now a place where we interview senior thought leaders in the SAP space across Australia and New Zealand, and the aim is to tap into their knowledge so we can pass on their insights to the listening SAP community. Please subscribe to the podcast and like, share and comment across Castos, YouTube, Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
This podcast is in partnership with the Black Dog Institute, who aim to create a mentally healthier world for everyone. If you wish to donate to the cause, please click the link below.
So, yeah, we've got a fantastic guest today, and I know we're going to be talking a lot on selective data transformation as part of the S4 Do's and Don'ts series that we're doing. But Justin, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, good. Thank you very much for having me. I'm really excited about today, and I recognize obviously Bruce's name from a long history in the SAP world. And thank you for the opportunity.
No problem. So, Justin, for those of you or those of the listeners that don't know who you are, can you give a brief background on yourself first and foremost?
Oh, excellent. I've been in the SAP world since about 2008, with my final role at SAP following about 12 years in looking after the services sales business across Australia and New Zealand. So that was all of the services under the SAP portfolio. I joined Deloitte for a couple of years beyond that, so I've been in the systems integrator world for quite some time, and then joined CBS just on a year ago, and as their country lead, and that's introducing CBS to the Australian market. CBS has been around for about 30 years as a systems integrator, with its ancestry in the system landscape optimization space, so helping customers with mergers, acquisitions, divestitures, really down at the weeds level. And after that, growing into a systems integrator across about 35 offices now across the globe. And often helping customers with global rollouts. So they might say, well, we've done Europe, can we do the US and can we do Asia Pac? So we've grown and extended. We've also grown up our portfolio of products. We look after virtually every one of SAP's product sets, except for, I think, in the procurement space, not so much that. But other than that, virtually every solution, very SAP-centric as an organization, and a very close tie with SAP in developing the SDT, selective data transition product, which was early SAP bringing together a number of parties. There are four in that group now in defining the methods and standards around selective data transition.
Excellent.
Which we'll cover more today.
Yeah, definitely. Come on more to that. In fact, I'm just going to dive straight in because I know it's a very, very topical area, SDT, selective data transformation. But can you explain, you know, what that is? In SAP and how it differs from traditional data migration and transformational methods?
Yeah. So at a high level, selective data transition is a flexible and business-aligned alternative to both what people know quite commonly as greenfield and brownfield approaches. Practically, it's really should have been named selective process and data transition, and often gets confused in just being data, but it is around process as well. So it allows companies to migrate both configuration and data selectively. Effectively, what that means is that you bring over only what matters and ultimately create faster value with minimal disruption. I mean, if I may, I go into a little bit more detail on that. And as companies strive to future-proof their IT landscapes and migrating from SAP ECC to S/4HANA, it's become a critical milestone, and choosing the right approach is absolutely essential. I mean, alongside those traditional approaches of greenfield, which are typically starting from scratch and are heavy-weighted programs with significant amount of change, and on the other extreme, brownfield, which is about converting everything as is to achieve technical compliance, selective data is a spectrum in between, offering a smarter alternative by combining the flexibility in greenfield and also the speed with brownfield, and more importantly, business alignment. So we focus on migrating only the relevant data, the active processes, the critical business structures, and leaving behind the outdated systems, the unused data, and the legacy complexity. Ultimately, this is a lean, future-ready S4 tailored system tailored to company goals. And as we see it, there are five key areas of benefit. What it gives is faster value. So it strikes the balance between the effort and business value. The scope is based on a specific starting point, the customer goals, enabling a faster ROI and ultimately quicker adoption of the innovation that newer technology brings, and shorter timelines. And secondly, we focus on being minimally invasive and maximally effective. It's a bit of a mouthful, but what that means is the transformation is designed to minimize the impact of day-to-day operations, and business teams are involved where they need to be, and the consultants manage the rest, and ultimately protecting the client resources. Thirdly, the go live can be over a single weekend. So with the tools that we've got, one of its standout features is the ability to get ready and prepare for that go live and effectively do a seamless go live over the weekend. And employees return to work on the Monday with everything ready, including their open documents and transactions. Mm-hmm. So it's a very familiar position they start off with at that go live. Fourthly is the legacy leave behind. So you eliminate the old code, the redundant data, processes and the irrelevant data. You can reduce the system size and improve performance to create that solid foundation for innovation. This is especially important when moving to RISE. Obviously, you're wanting to minimize the data requirement there. And lastly, you can achieve a targeted optimization based on business needs. So there's the high degree of flexibility enabling companies to make precise process level adjustments during that transformation. So in summary, what it does is incorporates the best of both of those worlds. It covers the ground from all the ground from green to brown, and includes the required technical migration, but critically, it incorporates the strategic business renewal. I hope that answers your question.
It does. I don't understand every aspect of it, but I think it's incredible. One thing that we're seeing a lot of with our clients, like I had one recently that was thinking about doing brownfield, and they found that it was actually so complex, it was easier to do greenfield. But obviously greenfield's expensive, right? So I'd love to, this sounds like the best of both worlds, a really happy medium, and it's fast. You said you can do a go live over a weekend?
Over a weekend, mm-hmm. That's
incredible. So if we look at SDT, how does it deliver the most value in really complex SAP landscapes?
Yeah, it's a really good question, and value is an important element. So if the question is around the most value, we often see that in complex SAP landscapes and ones that have historically grown and been globally distributed. That being said, that's one area of the most value, but there's a range in between. So in these sorts of environments, the traditional approaches like greenfield and brownfield often have their limits. On the one hand, the greenfield discards too much legacy. So you might have invested significantly in processes that just work, and often those are tossed out. The costs can often be unpredictable, and the business impact is traditionally significant as well. So you've got a large business transformation, change management, and a lot of disruption over a longer period of time. Brownfield, on the other hand, brings along a lot of baggage, so too much and potentially redundant data. So it also doesn't address any of the changes to the business, such as a new company code structure or other changes you want to make in your processes or introduce newer parts of the S4 solution. So ultimately, that means you go live with with what you had before, and then slowly start to introduce the capability in the S4 solution in the next wave of the project. And often that delays the introduction of the innovation. So this is where SDT really has its sweet spot in being able to offer that flexible range of options and that middle path. So it's especially beneficial when companies aim to combine that with some sort of transformation. And that might be a merge, it might be a split, an amalgamation or a change in company code structure. So what that enables us to do is to introduce all of that change at the same time and accelerate the innovation without carrying that outdated complexity. So we really focus on what matters to gain that clean, future-ready digital core at we believe, lower risk and reducing that technical debt. The approach that we've got at CBS is we support our clients from where to go. So we have a holistic transformation approach from early program assessment and planning all the way through to execution. And with that deep solution and process knowledge, we combine that with our technical experts and the solution and software that we bring. And the result we see for clients is ultimately a faster ROI compared to a greenfield and a brownfield approach. And it certainly empowers clients that they can modernize on their own terms, ensuring business continuity, that strategic alignment as you move to that S4 new solution.
I'm hearing like there's a lot of quick wins then with this approach, and especially with the customer's business and not seeing like a massive change at the start, and they can evolve at their own kind of own pace. So that's brilliant. I want to pivot the conversation to around SDT. I can't even pronounce it. There you go, SDT. And how it supports S4 transformation, especially with mergers and acquisitions, which I know. You mentioned CBS do. So, can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so that sort of brings in, and it's a really good question because it brings in the system landscape optimization, which is a fairly common term, but that specifically relates to the transformations like merger acquisition, the change of year-end, introduction of different organizational constructs. So selective data transition is especially effective in supporting those transformations where you see that major organizational change, such as mergers, acquisitions, divestitures, and system harmonizations. So for example, during a merger or a carve-out, SDT allows you to select the transfer of relevant company codes, organizational units, or transactional history, and then you can introduce changes through that process, and we record those changes in the software, and that enables you to start with a new entity in a clean environment, but ensure the continuity of your processes and data that you've historically recorded. So it's not only about the data that is moved, it's also about how well that data really integrates to the new operational setup. The Enterprise Transformer software is we see as a key enabler in combination of that business requirement, the methodology that we carry, and we can deliver that in a highly structured, reliable, and efficient way. Ultimately, you achieve the technical precision with strategic business alignment.
That sounds amazing. You know, one of the biggest issues that I've seen with the SAP customers that we work with is they feel like they're doing upgrades to S4, they're looking at RISE, but they're not seeing any actual ROI. There's no real business benefit. They're just trying to get it over and done with. And so everything that you're talking about, whether it's mergers and acquisitions or more complex landscapes, it sounds like not only is it faster, I say that lightly, but faster and really efficient, but you actually get ROI quite quickly. I love that.
A point of clarification on that. When you start to introduce significant organizational change like a merger or an acquisition, the timeline might not necessarily be shorter than what you would do in a brownfield or greenfield, because as you add that bit of complexity, there's a bit more to it, but you achieve a much richer outcome. And I think you see the business benefit sooner than you would in either one of those other approaches.
Absolutely, which is the whole point. I think we lose sight of that a lot in IT altogether, is the whole point of doing this is so that the business sees benefits. It's not an IT upgrade for the sake of an IT upgrade. So I've heard some misconceptions out there when it comes to SDT. So I'd love to hear, what are the biggest misconceptions that you see, and how can organizations overcome them, if you have any examples?
Yeah, that's a good one as well. So probably one of the primary misconceptions is that it's simply a tool and you can acquire the tool and do the selective migration. It's much more than that. So it's much more than just moving data. It needs to be seen as a strategic transformation set of capability. So what SDT really means is continuous business evolution strategy. It delivers transformation with that stability that's required by a business. You maintain that strategic focus on what's important to you and get yourself ready for that digital future. With advanced software like CBS's Enterprise Transformer, and as I said, the four players in the market that offer a tool, it is a powerful enabler, and its success really depends on entirely on the expertise that's brought behind it. So without that set of experienced consultants who understand the technical background and the business context and the software, it's sometimes a challenge. So organizations often underestimate that level of complexity, especially in areas like data selection or migration, the process harmonization, or that organizational redesign. So if you see it just as a tool, they often leave that behind. And while it might be a shortcut, could be seen as a shortcut, it really needs to be seen as a tailored approach that that really focuses on the precise planning, the cross-functional collaboration, as well as strategic alignment. Probably one other thing is the key challenge in failing to recognize that data migration without process transformation actually really limits that long-term benefit. So the true success in SDT comes in that strong collaboration between the data migration specialists, the functional experts, and the business stakeholders, ensuring that that transformation fits seamlessly into the new operational model. To overcome those sorts of challenges, companies should really see SDT as an integrated business and IT transformation. It's not just merely a solution or a task to buy. I hope that answers your question.
It does. And I've heard the same misconception is that SDT is some kind of a tool. So it's not a tool. It's a, what we call it, a transformation methodology.
Yeah, that's very accurate.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. And for the listeners that are listening, if you wanted to reach out to Justin to find out a bit more about SDT, feel free to reach out to him. But Justin, before I bring the podcast to close, we know, like, talking about SAP, the technology is evolving. And looking at the future, where do you see SDT in the future, and say, like, 3 to 5 years?
It's interesting. I think the next 3 to 5 years is probably its sweet spot, because we see selective data transition set to become the cornerstone of enterprise transformations over the next 3 to 5 years, especially as organizations race to modernize their ECC environment or address the end of support deadline. And that deadline really depends, of course, on your release version and agreed next steps with SAP. We've seen SDT over the last number of years in the pre-S/4HANA era come to its own. We've been supporting complex transformations and activities around landscape optimization for the 30 years that we've been in business. So the tool has evolved already, and prior to the S4 modernization wave. In the next 3 to 5 years, we see that SDT will not only drive those transitions, but also support post-go live optimization. So things like M&A consolidations, the restructuring, and ultimately the next generation of whatever SAP introduces. So with the close alignment that we have with SAP and as a co-innovator in that selective data engagement transition group, CBS has brought years of experience to SDT and will continue to evolve the tools and methods as we align with SAP's future roadmap.
Excellent. Justin, thank you. Thank you very much for that. Bethany, thanks for inviting Justin on. And like I said, for those listening, reach out to Justin to find out a bit more about SDT. Please do reach out to him. But Justin, like, thank you very much for sharing that. And that's definitely going to feature on our S4 Do's and Don'ts page that we've created. There's definitely nuggets of gold that customers can learn from. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Yeah,
thank you. And thanks for the opportunity. I hope that provides you and listeners a little more clarity on selective, and I'll add, process transition. If you've got any further questions, we'd be happy to open a discussion. And there's several approaches to help you assess and define your roadmap. Probably one final point I'll add is many clients have existing relationships with many other service providers. And while we may have end-to-end capability, we're more than happy to work alongside other service providers, which we do every day around the globe. So our methods around SDT has that built into it. So the engagement models can be flexible to facilitate that. So do reach out, and we'd be happy to work with you and your selected SI on an effective model that works for you.
Well, this is brilliant. There are so many programs right now that are stuck. And conversations like this, Justin, really are nuggets of gold. I'd love to see more companies moving forward with transformation through methodologies like SAT. So thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. And thank you both, Jay and Bethany, and your continued support of CBS in the market. So much appreciated.